The Guardian.
Well, I think the significance is that the housing market has really come off the boil. The bubble is well and truly over now. I think that's what these figures show us, that the boom of 2005, 6 and the first half of 2007 has completely popped, and we are now in the downward part of that boom bust cycle, and we can expect to see further falls in house prices over the coming months.
Earlier this week, David Blanchflower, a member of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee, warned that house prices could tumble by as much as a third. Is that plausible?
Well, there is some economic justification for that. The IMF in Washington do a study on house prices, and they look at how much of the increase, there's been a very big increase over the last decade, and they look at how much of that is justified by what they call economic fundamentals, by low interest rates or people getting richer or whatever, and they found that there was at least 30% of the increase in house prices over the last 10 years which couldn't be justified on any economic model. So there's fat there. There's a big lump of fat at the top of the housing market, and that's what Blanchflower is talking about, that could easily unwind over the next 2 or 3 years.
I mean, might that be a good thing for the economy, leaving aside the sort of individual hardships that it may cause? I mean, you know, if they are inflated by as much as that, and we have been hearing for a long time how inflated the property market has been, might it be a good thing if it comes down to a more realistic level?
I think it would be a wholly good thing for the economy, because essentially what's happened now is that you've had a very, very big increase in house prices, which has benefited one section of the population, tends to be old people, but they've actually had wealth transferred to them by their children, essentially, because young people are finding it very, very hard to get on the housing ladder. And an awful lot of that, the bubble in the housing market, has actually made the economy very, very unbalanced. It's meant that people have gone off and borrowed money on the back of their rising house prices. We've consumed more than we've produced. We've got a massive balance of payments deficit as a result. So if we actually want to get the economy back on an even keel, what we need to do is produce more, consume less. And that probably means a housing market which is less bouncy than it's been in the last few years. So in terms of rebalancing the economy, it's probably a good thing for the economy. And rising house prices don't actually benefit anybody unless you're actually cashing in at the very end of your life. I mean, you know, if you've got a £100,000 house and it's gone up from £50,000 last year, then you're probably going to pay that extra £50,000 on the new house you're moving into. So it's hard to see actually why having massively rising house prices are good for the economy.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.